Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. But first of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
an
agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. Somewhat likely. Not very likely or not at all.
Depends who's running. So in the half and half.
But which one should I record for you? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not at all?
Somewhat likely.
Just somewhat, okay. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages. 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction? Or have they gotten off on the ground track?
They're doing good.
Okay, in general, just in Florida. And from the following, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issues, political issues, like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. The next one, cultural issues, like standing up against woke policies, such as DEI and transgender rights, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, economic issues like taxes and government spending, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, or constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment.